Hi there, my name is Bill Colburn and I'm a program manager on the Parallel Development Tools team, and I'm here to talk to you about some of the new features we've added to the Profiler to support concurrency in Visual Studio 2010. And what you're looking at right now on the screen is a view of a profile that we've captured. If you've seen our other screencast that James Rapp and I have been hosting, you will have seen this before. It'll look somewhat familiar to you. What we're looking at here is an actual profile, a sampling profile of an application that shows us what the program was doing over time. So we've got the milliseconds here on the top. I've already zoomed in on an area that I want to talk about today, from about 400 to about 1500 milliseconds. And then we've got the green, which indicates execution, red, synchronization, and so on. You can see the different kinds of activity that are going on in this particular application. And again, we have the swim lanes representing the threads. So we're going to just look at these four threads in particular. What we have now, and we're looking at the current stack window on the bottom of the screen, which shows what the program is doing. So anything that says DNA.exe in front of it is my application. It's the application we've been talking about the last few sessions here on the screencast. And you can see that we're doing some work around that. So what I want to do is show you a couple of things that I think will be of interest to you in, as you're interpreting these profiles. One thing I want to do is show you that when you do click on a red segment, which is a synchronization segment, if we can figure out what is going on and preventing that segment from executing and which other thread is preventing that, we will do a couple of things. First of all, here in this view, you can see if I hover, it tells you the category just in the hover tip. Down below in the report itself, it also tells you category synchronization. API is monitor enter. The delay was about 20 milliseconds, and it was unblocked by this other thread. And we tell you very clearly, click unblocking stack for details. And that would refer to this other tab over here. So first thing we want to do, let's take a look at what it is we're trying to do. So this is the call stack that represents what's going on. We're doing this digital network analysis. One of the things we're doing is we're doing this RecordNet activity. So I can go to my code right from the call stack. So if you right-click the line there and then click View Source, it'll take me right into the source. And if you look at this statement, we're highlighting where we are in the code. And then if you look just a little bit above and below it, you can see there's a lock here. And we're doing some work inside that lock and then moving on. So we've got a lock, and that's obviously what's causing us to be blocked. And then if we look at the unblocking stack to see, well, how did I get loose? What let me run? Then I can go down here and take a look. Obviously, with the NT kernel, I've got a ready thread event, which said, OK, go. But then if I scroll down a little bit, I can see my code. I was doing the connect dot stitch line and so on. And I found an entry, and then I did a comparison. And so at that point in time, I can go take a look at that source as well and see, OK, where did that happen? So if I had that source on here, it would obviously show it to me. But I'm doing system collection, so it's asking me where that source code would be. But instead of dwelling on that, what we'll do instead is go back and try a couple of other things. So what I want to show you now also is in that space, we've got 10% of our time is spent in synchronization. Probably not a huge deal, but an interesting way to figure out where we're spending most of that synchronization over time is to click this particular entry in the active legend around synchronization and then expand out. You'll notice I have just my code turned on. And the noise reduction is left at the default value of 2%. This isn't too noisy of an output, so I'm going to be pretty happy with this result. So I can see right here that I've got instances of activity, and here's an interesting one. So I'm following inclusive blocking time, which says where am I spending a lot of time, but how much, the exclusive column says how much of that time did this particular row in the report actually own. And if you go down here to System Threading Monitor Enter, as you saw, I was talking about that before, we've got 286 milliseconds, and all of it belongs to him. So I've now found the endpoint in this particular chain that says this is where the bulk of your time was spent. So one thing I could do is I could right-click this and say, who's calling System Threading Monitor? That's one way to find that out. And there's only one place in the code that's calling it, and it's right there in that same place that we just took a look at within that lock. If I go back again and try something else, there's another thing that we can get. I want to know who's calling, since RecordNet keeps calling that particular blocking interval, I'd like to know who's calling RecordNet. So I can right-click on that one and then say View Call Sites, and I get a table now, and that table shows me each of the areas, places from which I'm called, and I can see that it's sorted by blocking time. So it's very easy for me to say, aha, right there, 103 instances, 203 milliseconds of blocking time. That's most of it. So let's go there. And so then I can immediately go into my code and try to figure out whether it's a problem that I'm spending a fair amount of time calling it. Now, it may be that that this particular site that's making the call is expected to do what it's doing. So it might not be a big deal, but it can really help you find a synchronization problem and begin to explore what's going on. Another thing I wanted to do is I talked about the call stacks. If I go back to, for example, the unblocking stack, which is fairly lengthy and complex, if I want to talk to somebody about this and I'm thinking, okay, I'd love to get this into an email or a document so I could send it to them, and I'm really not liking the idea of trying to write all that down myself, I'll just click this copy button over here, which will drop it into my clipboard, and then just for the sake of proof, I'll drop it into the notepad to show you that it's very, very easy now for you to get those call stacks and drop them into whatever reporting tool you want to use to talk to your coworkers or colleagues about what exactly is going on and what was that line in the call stack about. How do we get there? So that's a couple of things I really wanted to make sure that I showed you. And I think that's pretty much it for today. So what I'd like to do is to encourage you to take a look at our other screencasts for the concurrency profiling activities that we have here in Visual Studio 2010. I encourage you to dive in and get started on developing your own concurrent applications. Thank you very much.